Please rise as we continue with the prayers of the church. Today we have an opportunity to pray for those that have concerns. We did hear news that there was a member of the Worth family that contracted COVID down in Puerto Rico. We're going to uplift Matthew. Is that right, Gene? Matthew and family this morning. We'll pray for them. And all those others that are listed here on our bulletin as well. At the end of each petition, the congregation is invited to respond with, "Hear our prayer." We pray. We give you praise and thanksgiving, Almighty God, that you do not leave us or forsake us, but come to us and all the world by your Holy Spirit. By his help, we worship and glorify you and take continual refuge in your great mercy and grace. Abide with us and keep us close to you, that we may share in your great life and love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Lift up your whole church in the Spirit of Christ, and especially the churches of Philomath. Be with us always with your mercy, protection, and love. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant your blessings to all in the authority of government in our nation and throughout the world, that we may lead peaceful and quiet lives, godly and dignified in every way. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort all who are in sorrow or need, sickness or adversity, Lord, today. We thank you for the privilege it is to go directly to you, as Jesus said in today's gospel, that we can simply go directly and ask anything in your Son's name. And today we boldly do that for Matthew in this moment in which he is ill, and we pray your protection around the entire family, that he would be brought home safely as well in the safe confines of home. Lord, for those who are struggling with employment and the changes that have happened in the workplace, the teacher, the unnamed teacher in Seattle that has asked for prayer, be with her today and give her comfort and peace. And for those we name as well in our congregation, for Kai, Holly, Melody and Brad, Bob, Tim and Raina, Bev, Tom and Shannon, Steve, Brent, Courtney, Joyce, Brett, Cole, Betty, Riley, Spencer, Tom and Donna, Kathy, Katie, Larry, Bernice, Michael, Jen and Gabriel, Gary, Matthew, Brian, Bob, and Betty, and Carol. Have mercy on those to whom death draws near, Lord. Bring consolation to those in sorrow. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Show forth your heart of mercy to the mentally impaired, Lord. Grant them compassionate family members and caretakers to watch over and assist them. Help us at peace to provide opportunities to celebrate their gifts. And grant your church the burning desire to share the love of Jesus with them. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
It is into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.